We have public comment on the agenda items. Please note, no public is in attendance. Moving on to the consent agenda. Can I have a motion approving the consent agenda?
Murphy.
Second.
Mr. Lawrence Allen.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Manlucci.
Yes. And then we're going to have public hearing, continued public hearing on Ordinance 2025-4. This is the time and place for the public hearing on Ordinance 2025-4. An ordinance of the Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, revising 185-7 definitions, 185-33 fences and walls, 185-43 signs, 185-73 conditional uses as recommended in the Master Plan Reexamination Report. May I have a motion to reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on Ordinance 2025-4, please come forward, state your name and address to the record. Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion. Second.
You want to do a roll call?
No roll call for that motion, but just to announce that we look to adopt.
Okay.
At the August meeting.
Okay.
Which will be August 12th.
August
12th. For the record.
I'll just make that announcement at the end of
all of them.
Next up, we have the continued public hearing on Ordinance 2025-5. Do I need to read each?
Should read it in title, yeah.
Okay. An ordinance of the Township of Dennis County of Cape May, State of New Jersey, adding a reference for accessory building height to all zoning districts, revising 185-31, accessory buildings, 185-25, business district, and 185-29, marina districts, regarding signs, 185-37, non-conforming uses and structures, and adding 185-32.5, design standards for the business district, as recommended in the master plan reexamination report. May I have a motion to reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion. Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on 2025-5, please come forward, state your name and address to the record. Note, nobody is in attendance. Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next up, we have a continued public hearing on Ordinance 2025-6. This is the time and place for the continued public hearing on 2025-6, an ordinance of the Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, adding a new subsection 185-73D-25 containing conditional use requirements for wireless telecommunication facilities as recommended in the Master Plan Reexamination Report. May I have a motion to reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on Ordinance 2025-6, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Notate nobody is in attendance. May I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And next, we have the continued public hearing on Ordinance 2025-7, an ordinance of the Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, repealing Article, what is that, 7? I'm not good with Roman numerals. Guarantee inspection certificate of occupancy in its entirety and adding Section 165-42, guarantees required, surety release, and Section 165-43, inspection fees and escrows as recommended in the Master Plan Reexamination Report. May I have a motion to reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion.
Anyone interested in commenting on Ordinance 2025-7, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Please note, nobody is in attendance. Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and then these will be voted on August 12th meeting, 2025. Would you say we're getting the land use board time
time to comment? But they already agreed on the re-exam report, so.
Yeah.
Got to get them right.
All right. And next. Motion for the bills. Can I have a motion authorizing payment of the bills, providing proper vouchers have been filed and funds are available?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernardstown?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Mantalucci?
Yes. Next up, administrative reports. I have a motion approving the administrative reports.
Mike did have an update, didn't he?
I got a couple of items to go over this evening. Our office completed the survey for the landfill in Belle Plaine. As we suspected, there was an error with the tax map carryover, so the entirety of the trash is on municipal property. So it provides three copies this evening, and we can update the tax map. If you like, I can furnish a copy with your permission to the solar company as well as Randy, if that's permissible, just so that they can get the ball rolling on the secondary, you know, landfill.
Andrew Healy from the company, had said that we would need to amend the resolution authorizing that study to include the Belle Plaine landfill as well.
Okay.
So I was going to email him and ask him for like a draft of what resolution, just so it's done the way he needs it to be done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll do that. The road project, that's underway. South State's completed probably about half of the drainage improvements. They started on Gracetown Road, did the improvements on Academy and Hagen. We finished up on Schoolhouse and Hoffman yesterday. And today they started on Cedar. So they should have the drainage improvements possibly done by the end of this week, but definitely by next week. I don't have the schedule on the paving yet, but I will note that the crossings, they didn't leave as DGA. They actually paved over top the crossings. So there shouldn't be debris or, you know, too much, you know, inconvenience with the pipe crossings, but just any questions from the residents, those roadways are getting completely repaved. Mm-hmm. So they look, you know, a little beat up. Obviously, they're going to get completely resurfaced. So what I'm told is they're waiting for a schedule for the pipe cleaning company that's going to clean out all the inlets and jet the lines. They don't want to do that after the fact in case there's an issue with a pipe that needs to be removed and replaced. So I'm just waiting on a schedule. Once I have that, I'll be able to furnish that to you. And then there was an issue. The mayor sent me on Main Street with a sidewalk. He sent copies of the pictures to the county engineer for his review. Waiting to hear back on you know, what they're going to do to address that. But it's been sent to his office.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Very good.
Mike, I have a quick question. So they just repaved. Hold on a second. What's my road?
605.
It's stretching pretty bad. How long do they have the county inspecting the road? You know what I mean? Like, will they go back and at 60 days or 90 days and re-inspect the road? Like, so they poured. Obviously, we had a lot of rain when they paved the road. You know what I mean? But it's like some spots are getting a little wacky already.
The
debris. It's just stretching off to the shoulder. You know what I mean? Where it's
so generally what would happen in our case is
I have seen some little paint spots here and there, so I don't know. I was just curious.
That's possible. Check so up. With any municipal project, there's a two-year maintenance bond. Okay. But generally, what we would do is once the roadway is completed, we hold a 2% retainage, and we would do a punch list walkthrough, identify all these items, and then finally pay the contractor out, close the project, and then from substantial completion, you have a two-year window. So I'm not sure if there's paint marks, if it's under the punch list or it could be under the maintenance bond.
When they first paved it, there were a couple stretch marks, and they cut them out. And you obviously probably seen the patches. The patches are patches in the brand new asphalt, which is annoying anyway. But down past, there are some other things. So we'll see what happens. But so my question is, it's a brand new road. Obviously, it's in our town. If it's crap, like, what are they going? Are they going to address it, or will it just go by the wayside?
They should address it.
Should, right? Like,
yeah,
obviously.
I mean, it's,
and my whole point of this is it was the same contractor, so nothing against them, but we're going to
be on the lookout.
Make sure, yeah.
Sure.
Probably if you send an email to King Bob Church to get on record.
To Church about it. It's 605. I mean,
some quality issues, maybe.
I can show them
Sure.
If you go down the shoulder, I'm sure he would be able
to
spot
it. Like moving?
Yeah, it's like stretched out. You know what I mean? We're kind of saying, you understand what I'm saying?
Is it right on the edge of pavement?
Yeah, it's probably from the white line to the shoulder.
I don't know if maybe they, it's possible they overlaid much further than the existing.
And it stretched
out. It's cracking off. I don't know.
I feel like it was just, it's kind of like pumping a little bit. You know what I mean? And
it was an overlay, too, right? They didn't mill out?
No, they milled.
Oh, they did mill.
They milled.
They milled, and they had a truck get stuck in the one place. That's why it was like a big mess, because then it had a big stretch. It's just, it's kind of crazy that we wait so long, and then it's messed up.
They rolled it too high. That's what they did.
I don't know. There's a ton of things. And
is it a certain segment, or is it the entirety?
There's a couple different spots. Cool. I mean, but it might be like 10 feet, you know what I mean, where it's just slowly stretching it.
Mm-hmm.
I can take pictures and send them.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Or
we can send them to Mr. Church.
Good
or I can get, yeah, I can get you like a location and we can send them out. A pin or whatever.
My guess is it's probably under the punch list, but if they closed it out, they're still,
yeah,
they have
I mean,
to certify
I know they're
two
paving
years.
Roads all over the county too, so obviously they want to do right.
You're probably going to get, like you said, the fix is going to be another patch.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Where are we with Academy Road, where they saw cut and they weren't supposed to?
Is that the South Jersey gas stuff?
Yeah. Right. So, are you right?
So the last time we left that, I communicated with South Jersey Gas to the extent as to where we thought they were at fault. Mike put together a proposed resolution to that. I forwarded to them. I haven't heard back from them yet, but I'll follow up today or tomorrow with that to see where they're at.
We asked for a full saw cut from the edge of the patch, full mill replacement to the gutter line, and replace all the line striping is what we requested.
All the way out to Fiddler?
To Fiddler, yeah, to the gutter line. There's like, I think it's a depressed curb line in the gutter to match that, is what we requested.
Do we have to request, or can we tell them?
Well, that was our... I don't know that you have the teeth in the ordinance to mandate that. It's essentially what happened was
we have teeth to find them?
I think it's a nominal, like $50 or
really?
Something. I don't think it's that substantial.
We should revisit that and make that.
Yeah.
I think they have a bond in place.
How, you know, approximately how much?
Maybe
$20?
$20,000.
Oh, $20,000.
The bond, I think, is like Novasac, they had to give a $300 bond for just what they wanted to do on Greystown.
Maybe look into that.
Because it was, we told them to not saw cut the pavement. They agreed. Sent a revised plan. I approved it. I asked in the letter that they notify our office and Frankie when they're going to be on site. They didn't. Then proceeded to do the openings.
Obviously.
They
didn't need to think that
they
were ignoring what you
did it on the fly. So,
I think Kyle mentioned
Kyle said they wanted to make it right, was kind of the conversation that
That's
was had.
Kind of what I gathered from speaking with their counsel.
Are they overseen by the Board of Public Utilities?
I don't know.
Could we file
probably
a complaint?
Just for fees and stuff like that that they charge
could,
people.
Could we file a complaint with the Board of Public Utilities if they don't rectify it how we want them to do it?
I'll look into it, yeah. I'm looking at it now. See if I can see it.
They might just need a reminder. Might, you know what I mean? Just like, hey, you know, they'll probably take care of it. I mean, if he told you they were going to do it, right, Kyle?
You know, they told us they weren't going to do it. And then they did it. Sorry, I'm back.
The meeting's been much quicker when I'm back.
How often do you think we want to hear someone say we want Frank back?
All right, then. So I guess we can go ahead and approve the admin reports.
Yes.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Bernardstown?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Mamucci?
Yes. General public comments. Nobody is here. Committee comments. Thomas?
Welcome back, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
We miss you. August 5th is National Night Out at the Rec. Fireworks will be at dusk. We will have a variety of things for people to do. Football's first official practice is August 4th. Yesterday was the first official off-season practice, so they have football every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in July, and then every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for the next
conditioning
August and November. So I'll see you in Belle Plaine. That is all I have. Thank you.
Frank?
Jack, you reminded me to give a reminder to everybody the 4-H Fair is July 17th, 18th, and 19th. And that's all. Thank you.
Scott?
It is good to have Zeth back because I realize his phone actually does ring because mine was ringing in his absence. So it's nice to have him back. That's all I've got.
Well, I'm glad you recognized my good work, Scott.
Yeah, I said it. I said the phone rings. That's all. That's all.
I just want to thank everybody for managing things in my absence. I really appreciate it. And that's all I got. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Third. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay.